Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's the www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. Start the show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jah to all, rock and muffins, ooh, rocking and swing. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jah, both Jah to all, Caribbean lover, ooh, for all the diamonds and the money and pearls. Dr. F, he's playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, where music is nice, all your little string and rub it tonight. Whoa, whoa, greetings, Dr. F bring from Jah to all, ragamuffin, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F bring, bring from Jah. Definitely, we got it like that. It's www.caribbean radio show with Dr. F. Start the show. The girls still love it, so keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend representing. Pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, set speed.
All right. Listen to me. For all of you out there who really, really are dreading tomorrow, which is a couple of hours ago, away from here. It's about 4 hours. I am just kind of sitting on my chair here. I just try to call all my peoples and try to give them some important news that we got here at Caribbean Radio Show. for those of you who really fear tomorrow, the 21st of December, 2012. And you know, we've heard this scared many, many times before. 1966, 1977, 2000, and I mean 2010, a whole lot of times there. The predictions. Hey, is this about calling wolf, 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 wolf? Really? What if tomorrow it's really it? but you know, the thing that I cannot understand, you're talking about the world is going to end, but yet still you're creating bunkers. For what? If the world is going to totally end, do you think that you can survive? Listen what it says. The word here, listen carefully, end. Why would you be looking to invest in a bunker? Don't seem logical to me, but then maybe I'm the person who's not logical. What is it, big love and good evening to you? It's a Thursday evening, and of course, the lady is going to be rocking you for the next 3 hours. What is it, big love and more to my real hero, the hero man, Mr. Rilla Brown, of course. Last night, for those of you who didn't listen to the show last night, we had a hell of a show last night, getting our information. And of course, Mr. Hero Brown was the campaign manager, and we were out there campaigning, kissing babies, going up to houses, and really getting the votes out, which in turn now is likes. We get likes, we don't use the voting thing, the like thing. And we did absolutely, we thought we were right there with a lot to spear. And within about less than 2 seconds, the runner-up that we didn't even pay mine. We thought this organization they were just out of it, because it was just ourselves and two other folks who you saw that they were working. And I'm sure they were laughing and having fun like we were too as well. But you could see these two companies were working. And all of a sudden, one that was way, 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 that we just says, well, they are not even anywhere near threat. 2 seconds before the midnight hour, the folks came in with 160 votes, just like that. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know if that is... I can feel some air in my ears. That's why I'm saying, just to kind of undo the... air from my ears. That was kind of a strange. But anyway, we want to thank every single one of you who came out and helped us to rocking some of those likes. We had an opportunity we're going to be hearing the result, the final result. And of course, I guess more or less when you have an election, popular votes and the Electoral College has to make their final decision. So I guess more or less this is up to the Electoral College now. So what happened? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Want to so much thank you for helping us make. They wanted 3 organizations. And we were one of those 3. So congratulations on the first round, Palace, www.palace1.org. Mr. Ruler Brown and all the other bodies in the executive body and all of the folks who are involved with Palace, want to say big, big, big love. Thank you so much for all the support. We had Mr. Paul Elliott, I love that name, Mr. Paul Elliott. he was really strong, emotionally strong, I have to put that in, and trying to call on his fellow musician to, you know, come out and see if we can, you know, we all can support this organization, Palace, just giving away as much scholarship as we can to help our youth in Jamaica. So whatever you can, be an angel for Palace, be an angel for the kids. We're going to be doing a whole lot of things, tell you more about Palace. I have 2 big, big superstars coming to you. Alzavera, I can never pronounce the name. I know somebody who does it well. And
greetings, my name is Susan Rowe. I'd like to introduce you to the site peaceandlovescholarship.org. This is a wonderful site to enable people to support children of the Caribbean to access scholarships in the Caribbean and hopefully beyond. The importance of this is not only to enable people to have a better education, but perhaps someday be able to give something back to the community and actually turn around and do the same thing. I hope that you will visit the site and donate generously as every little bit helps. Thank you.
Yes, a big, big love to the sister over there in London town. She says every little bit helps. One Coca full basket, that's what we're talking about here. When we are talking about loving and giving, hey, to find out how strong you are, help the weak, help the little bit, help the poor. That's what strength manifests itself in. Want to say big, big, big up to the man we call Mr. Ruler Brown, my hero. Yes, that is my hero if I ever had one. Want to say big love to Mr. Christopher Beffer. Oh, and I'm going to give you a little kiss. Can you deal with a little kiss from the Empress? I'm going to be giving out some kisses tonight, so make sure 21st of December 19. Oh, not 19. We're not now in any 19. 2012 is going to be a day. Let's see what's going to happen. When it says big love to the big man, Mr. Fitzroy Francis. And he is the Mighty 13, having a big, 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 big show right here tomorrow. Mr. Niceness is going to be his guest, of course. All the niceness is going to be in the house tomorrow. I'm having too much fun back here. I'm having a whole lot of folks back here giving me some big-time joke about tomorrow. Them laughing, you know, but this thing can be serious. So we have an hour before we invite our guests in, so we can chat a little bit. So anyone of you out there who want to really come and talk to me in a little bit, give me a buzz, 661-467-2407. Want to big up the biggest lady, the baddest lady in the tree business. Oh, Granny Tranny. Just got a new title coming into the 21st. She says she's the ganja granny. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. If you want to know about the trees, on a serious note, let me tell you something. All of the smiles are off my face, and I'm really seriously talking to you now. If you want to know about trees, Granny definitely would. I know some people believe so they know about these tree things, you know, but Granny know about the tree things a lot. She said the ganja open up the pineal eye. You know what the pineal eye is? Okay, you try some of the good trees that she have and you'll know what I'm talking about. Big love, Mr. Fitzroy, Mightyful 13. Also want to say big love and hey, Mr. Beckford, here goes this one here. That's for you. Mr. Beckford will be here Sunday. It's for the Sunday Madness. I have a lot of surprise for us on Sunday. Big love to you as well. Gonna take a big one from Mr. Fitzroy. The Mightyful 13 is album? No, not his album. Is production? Yeah, maybe. All right. Granny, you know, that little one-teeth woman there who can't even walk straight, but she wants to see through the pineal eyes because she has some good trees. But I understand that a man called Ross Beck is in the race, too. Boy, I never hear about that. Hey, call me and talk to me because I never hear about this guy here at all. Mr. Mightyful 13 production is catalog.
Thank you.
Because for those who don't you know the angels around me every day? And you can see my angels too. It's not no, you know, yeah. I want to say big love to the Englishman over there, wherever you are over there in Nueva York. Big love to you, my man. Hey, all nice warm thoughts to your heart there. You know, kind of love of yourself a little bit. Dimas, I want to get some cooked food from you tonight. Yes, I want to do that. Bless up yourself, my brethren. And I really have a good... And I'm sure there are some trees around there because it wouldn't be a gathering without the trees. So them folks who would love to get some trees kind of blew out the fragrances of those trees. Mr. Christopher Backford, want to say good evening to you. Those of you who are thinking we're going to have something happening tomorrow, other than getting up and see the sunrise, the beautiful sunrise, depends on where you are, or some rain or some sunshine later on in the day. Hey, put up on a hand and give me a call. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. And I'm getting a little love from the room. Yes, you know, that always works right with me. And of course, I'm just putting the word out there. I am looking for a New Year's date. So anybody would like to have a date with I, just give me a call. Just make sure you give me a call. Of course, though, you're going to have to make a big donation to Palace. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe this thing is all for free. You know what I mean? Don't start laughing and think that you're going to be getting a date without paying. That I would give you a date without you making a nice donation. Come on, man. I don't believe that you would think such a thing. I'm going to say, Hoxton, yeah, I would love, and of course, those guys of mine, you know, who like all of those stuff, let me tell you, right after my New Year's. Well, New Year's for me is really that time of the year where I celebrate. To be honest with you, I'm dead serious. The other days of the year will come, and I don't even know that they are. I am serious. I just asked somebody today, when is Christmas? Not that it does matter, but because I hear everybody having a laugh and a talk and being dandy and jolly. You know, I'm dandy and jolly every single day. So if that looks like Christmas, and I want to ask you, when you get up at Christmas Day, I want to see if anybody see any glitter or any difference in the Christmas. I always wanted to find that out, you know. New Year's Day for me, though, I'm telling you, you can sell me New Year's. A friend of mine, we usually anywhere he was in the world, yes, and he, I would always, we'll always connect anywhere by telephone. And as it crosses over into the first of the year, at least we were somewhere, virtually somewhere there. I would love them to call me up if they're out there listening. 661-467-2407 would be really nice. Put a big, big smile on my face. So 661-467-2407. So if you'd like a date with a girl, yeah, we're going to, yeah, as Granny says, we're going to have an auction, you know. You make your donation to Palace, a worthy cause. And, of course, you'd be, I want to go dancing. So I seriously want to go. This is serious. So if you're not serious, don't even bother because we're serious here. Then shortly after that, in February, is going to be my birthday. So I'm not too crazy about the birthday thing, but it's Valentine's Day. I'm not too crazy about him either, But it's nice to go out and dance, you see. So there you have it again. You got two opportunities to really hook up with your girl, Dr. Ev, from the Knowledge Station. And it is going to cost you. I shouldn't say I'm sorry, but if you think this is all for free, then I think you better move up the street. Is going to be up somewhere in the 10 o'clock hours. Can't wait for that. Got some good story and some good chatting from him. And Mr. Organs out of Trench Town. We're going to be getting him also to give us some big, big, big vibes. Love it, love it, love it. Mr. Mightyful 13 is going to be on here tomorrow. At the 8 o'clock hour. And you know who is going to be here piping with some trees? 11 o'clock to 2 a.m., the Ganja Granny is going to be here. And also Ganja Granny, she got a big, big, big show right here on BTR. And when you talk about a big, big, big show, that's what I'm talking. You're talking, well, you know, when you talk about setting up the music, just any music, the Ganja Granny, I'm telling you, she knows about the music. Don't be fooled by that. She knows about the music, but I think she does better knows about the trees. It is close, very, very close. Very, very close. Big love and good evening. Want to say big love to all of you on the outside of the chat room. Come in the chat room and sit and chat with us a little bit. You know, tomorrow, the 21st, is going to be the big day, you know. And let me tell you something. Caribbean Radio Show is having a big offering, and this is serious, folk, and please listen up, because sometimes folks don't hear the right things at the right time. Listen, Caribbean Radio Show is offering for $1,500, and this will go towards Palace. Listen, folks, only $1,500, and all donation will go towards Palace. The $1,500 we're offering for the Salvation Protection. This is Salvation. You're getting Salvation, and you're getting protection from the end of the world. So if the world ending, you are going to get protection. And here is what that $1,500 entails. It entails a spot in our underground bunkers. And the underground bunker, right now we're gathering, all our musicians are in place and everything. And it fills with the best musicians, the best entertainers that you can think about. We have a lot of great food that we're lined up there. So right away, you see $15,000, $1,500 there. We should be really charging $15,000, but we kind of got the bunkers and everything kind of ready a little bit late. So we were a little bit late in finishing up some of the rooms and the catering and so on. So what happened, we're just doing it for $1,500 because some folks didn't even know the world was going to end tomorrow. So we got $1,500, and this $1,500 is for Salvation Protection against the end of the world. And while you are waiting there for whatever to happen, we really don't know what, you know, we cannot guarantee anything. But what we can guarantee you is the great food and the entertainment. And listen up, folks, listen for it. Trees, that's what took the longest. We got the best trees because, you know, this is gone. Maybe it's the last smoking and all of that. So we have the best trees imported in, and it took a little while to get those sorted out. But I'm assured by my by the folks, all the employees here now, that everything is ready. Here is what we're planning to do, because we here at Caribbean Radio Show, we're very fair. And I think this is just really fair enough. $1,500 for the whole package, I told you. The trees, the best trees, the great food, and the greatest entertainers. We all are going to have them. But in case the world don't end, we will give you back 50%. Of your deposit. You understand? We'll give you back 50%. Because I know that will entail that a lot of you are going to be disappointed and stuff like that. So we're going to give you back 50% of your $1,500. So if you've just paid $700 for accommodation, food, the best entertainers in the world, and trees for $750, I think that is an absolute steal. Steal. So, ladies and gentlemen, we only have a few bunker accommodation left. Just a few bunker accommodation left. So please give us a call. 661-467-2407, 661-467-2407. I am told by the reservation folks that, I mean, things are going haywire on the phone lines. Yes, absolutely. And we would like you to call in if you'd like to make a reservation. It is just $1,500, folks. And just in case things did not go how you thought they would have gone, we're going to give you back half of that, which is $750. And I think that is more than fair. I really think that's more than fair. So call us and get your reservation. Get everything all, you know, you can take a few things, although it's not necessary. Just few things. We have every possible thing you would want in our bunkers. There's everything that you'd want down there. So I would suggest that all you do is to have your cash money available. No credit card, please. No check. Almighty cash, you know. Almighty cash, that's what we want. But, you know, we have the option to give you back checks. Oh, my gosh. Coming up also, the big man himself, the number one DJ in all the land, Mr. Angel Val, will be coming up at 11 o'clock. Coming in at 11 o'clock in order to take care of business for you with the top 10 artists from Jamaica as he sees it. He's going to be coming up on the 11 o'clock hour. And by that time, you know, you'll be listening to a little radio and all of that good thing and preparing your stuff. I mean, we have all radio provided there because we'll be doing our promotion also. Our radio, we have total tight security from any catastrophe that is going to be happening tomorrow. So, I mean, this is going to be money well spent. Money well spent. So make sure you call us in, 661-467-2407. And if you're not going to be taking the Caribbean Radio Show protection, salvation protection, tell us where you're going to do. What are you doing out there? You know, what are you doing? What will you be doing? What are you packing? What are your favorite items that you're packing for tomorrow? Or rather late early this morning, another 3 hours or so. It's a little bit overcast where I am. It's 8:37 p.m. Nothing seems any way spooky or anything like that. Just the ordinary. But then you just cannot tell. It just might be like last night when we thought we were winning so much with Pilot. All of a sudden, the last 2 seconds, we found out that somebody just came back from behind and just hit us out of the way. You know, Mr. Paul Elliott, my friend, bringing us some good news, so we got to make sure we enjoy this one. Hear what he say, along with Caribbean Radio Show, Salvation Protection. You need some of this too. And the man said,
give praises to Ali, Ali Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved.
Yes, Mr. Ross Becky, I'm telling you, this one is for you. If you ever have a problem you can solve, get Jack involved.
Give presents to Ali, Ali Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve.
Yes, Mr. Mighty Full 13. I know sometimes things and things not happening too right, but here's the news. Mr. Paul Elliott says,
give presents to Ali, Ali Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard.
Yes, my granny, we got to pull it up back, you know, because we're talking to you too. I know your problem is not like the ordinary person, but if the pipe have a problem, he can destroy it.
Give presents to Ali, Ali Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved. And if the road is...
If Dr. Have a girl child, if you have a problem that you can solve, you know what Mr. Elliott says?
Give presents to Ali, Ali Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to stand, get Jack involved. And if you're feeling weak and you need some strength, get Jack involved. Remember, he's the one in the omnipotent, get Jack involved. Don't you ever say you're useless. Think I'm just don't be hopeless. Remember when friends fail. Provision, no matter what division, remember what he said. That one of his seeds shall be great. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to travel, get Jack involved. And if you're feeling weak and you need some strength, get Jack involved. Remember, he's the one, he's the omnipotent. Get Jack involved. Is the wind, he is the rain, he is the sun, he is the sun. Oh, he's life unto Jack. There is none. Is the lily of the valley, sweet rose of Sharon. Release the burden I carry. Jack is the only one. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jack involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to travel, get Jack involved. And if you're feeling weak and you need some strength, get Jack involved. Remember, he's the one, he's the omnipotent. Get Jack involved. When they rise against you, Jack will protect you. When you feel rejected, with Jack you're accepted. Go on. Make proof.
Somebody's name or say a word and it just, it has a little something about it. Yeah, I want to say big love and bless our Sergeant Walker over there in Italy and all of those young folks preserving the rights of us sitting down here having so-called good time and they're working away. I want to say big up and big love, Sergeant Walker. Big up yourself. I know it's below zero there in Italia, but we're kind of keeping it cool over here for you. Bless up yourself. It's 8:44 p.m. on the eastern side of the road here. It is Caribbean Radio Station, the Knowledge Station. Hey, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Hey, we bring you the knowledge. Remember, folks, we're having a big, big sale. Caribbean Radio Show is having this Salvation Protection Bunker program. Give me a call and tell me what you're going to do tomorrow. Mr. Christopher Beckward, what are you going to do tomorrow? I don't see you buy a seat in the bunker yet, and I don't see them. I have all the names that's running up on my computer as the reservation being made. I don't see your name come up yet. And that means you have something special. Granny Chani, I don't see your name up here yet. Call me and tell me what you're going to do. This is the only secure bunker you are going to be having out there. There nobody else has the kind of security. Plus, salvation. We're putting in salvation in there. You're getting a go at salvation. This is salvation protection. You know, I mean, either way, it's a win-win situation. If we get a blow out and we blow out of the universe, you and your money gone. Your money gone. But you'll be safe. But in case the blow don't go on, we gonna give you back 50%. But of course, you know, the excitement that you have. All right, I'm hearing from Mr. Francis. Call me, man, and tell me what you're going to do, because me don't understand them right in here. Call me and tell me. My girl, Yvette, how are you, my sister? And I want to thank you for last night for the amount of work that you do to help us get into the final three. Now we are in the running of $100,000 for our scholarship fund. Thank you, Yvette. Bless up yourself. This is what we love when our sister and them come out and help the children them. So thank you for your help. We have secured a place in the final three. So tomorrow, if the world survive, we will know if we are $100,000 Jamaican dollars in the running to help those kids in Jamaica. Of course, you know, this is to help the kids in Jamaica get scholarship, have their dreams. And thank you so much for the hours that you spent with me the night before and also last night to get qualified to be in the running. Hey, we're saying we're going to be having the big man in 10 minutes. He's going to be up in 10 minutes. We have on the roster this evening, Mr. Alizade. Oh, I think I'm kind of getting it. If I say it long enough, I may be able to get the kind of intonation that makes it sound so beautiful, Mr. Alizade. It's like Palisade, something like that, right? Alizade, wow, he's going to be coming up, and I know that Miss Joy Cash loves this brother, and anyway, she is listening. Big up yourself, Joy Cash, big up yourself, Alizade is going to be in the house. great people, great musician brings you to listening in. I want to say Mr. Errol, I can never remember, Mr. Errol Organs is going to be in the house, live out of Trenchtown, big musician, is going to be in the house already. Up on the 11 o'clock is Mr. Angeval, bringing the top 10 out of Jamaica, the man who is the number one DJ in all of the land. He's going to be up with his top 10 and so maybe with him, not sure. But hey, anything can happen. It's going to be the end of the earth, world. I don't know. Give me a call. Give me a call, man. Just make me sit down here talking to myself. I want to know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I would like to know what you're going to be doing tomorrow. And so don't be sitting there laughing at me as if I'm scared or something. I'm not scared. I'm not scared at all. Anyway, let me go to the phone line, see who it is. Good evening, it is Dr. Ev, and you.
Good evening, Dr. Ev, my illustrious lady.
Thank you so much. Is
Dr. Ev.
Beautiful 13, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you, Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Now tell me, what preparation have you made for a couple of hours, maybe about 2 hours from now?
I was trying to make some preparation, but I realized my friend called me in England and said, but my phone, it's already tomorrow in England and I'm alive, so I'm so weird. I think we're making a preparation. It's already another day.
oh, come on, Michael. You're making me go bad tonight, you know.
So I want to know which part of the world is going to be destroyed if it's we are hot, or, you know. I don't see no meteorologist or no whatever allergies. I don't see no. The broadcasting to say, make preparation like for Sandy, you know, them say, all right, storm is coming. You got to get some food in the supermarket, you know. So, right now I'm discombobulated right now because I don't know what to do.
I just made a call to Italy too. And the only thing them tell me, it was cold, no hell, but me not hear nothing coming out of Italy too. The world still a going up. Well, you know what happened? Is we have another 12 hours in us, so don't really things say, things not gone yet. It don't say at the track of midnight, you know. So don't be fooled.
Well, I'm optimistic that, you know, when at the end of it all, the earth will be in one.
Well, I hope this may help us to really realize that we need to sit down with self and make some good decisions. Now, tell me, here at Caribbean Radio Show, you know, we're making a special offer. And I would probably, since, you know, you don't know still what, although Europe is a different part of the world, and you really don't know exactly what time it is going to be yet, we are having a sale, sir, and I'm going to try and see if I can have your good consciences, speak to your good consciences to make this decision. Caribbean Radio Show is offering $1,500 for a salvation protection as a salvation protection package from the end of the world. Here's what we have. We have a very secured, very five-star bunker. And we have, we have all of the musicians them coming in, and instrument and everything is all set up and ready to go. The best entertainers them down there into the bunker. We have the greatest food, Jamaican, just about any kind of food from across the world that you want is also in the bunker. We have trees, and I'm not sure you are familiar with that term. I mean, the trees, real good trees. You take
you leave the trees and let them grow. Yeah, I understand.
Thank you, sir. Well, see, you very well understood. This is just for $1,500, you know. Now, just in case the world doesn't end, we are willing to give you back 50% of that, which is $750. So if the world don't end, you have gotten entertainment, you've got food, and you've gotten accommodation for $750. Do you think you'd like to make a reservation?
Well, I have a different idea for you.
Okay, so
I would like. I can give you a better idea. You should get all the people who think that the world is gonna doom to like sign a will over to the Caribbean Radio Network show. All the people that are these millions and know the world gonna end. Give the Radio Network show so you can invest it in pals that all the children in Jamaica will get them exam done. And Mr. Ruler Brown project will be accomplished financially.
Yeah.
And there will be no, you know, all your, a lot of financial issue will be resolved.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I know we have
all right, have a good night. I'm listening. I'm tuning in. See you,
thank you. Stay here. Thank you so much. Hang on.
But if my conscience dictates me, probably I'll call her back and I'll make that reservation, you know?
Okay, sir. Hey, entertainment and food and trees and maybe other things.
Yeah. That's exclusive. That's inclusive. That is very inclusive package. I think it should go to $2,000, then I give them back a $1,000 if not.
Hey, we're doing a quick sale, just in case.
All right, later.
Thank you. I'm sure we have one of our guests on the line. Let me put it. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. Who's this?
Hello.
Yes, good evening and welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show.
Your blessed love. This is Daryl Hagan from Trenchtown, Jamaica.
Wow! Mr. Obens, good evening to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings. It's my pleasure to be here.
Lord, pick up yourself. Hold on 1 second. I'm picking up a call here. Let me just pick this
yes.
call. Good evening. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. You're here with Dr. M.
Good morning, Dr. M. How are you?
You hang on the line, dear. Do you want to tell me you're going to make a reservation for the protection bunker?
First, Dr. F, I want to say, if the world is coming to an end, why should we be making preparations?
You still have to make preparations.
If the world is coming to an end, that means everything gone, everybody gone. Why should we be making preparations?
You have to prepare, do at least your last little will and testament and everything. and stuff.
Yeah, but who we are prepared for and who we are make real for if the world come to an end?
Me don't know yet. We have a protection plan. This is why we have a protection plan.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
Like I hear Mightyful 13 just said, I have a suggestion. Like how the Caribbean radio show will always stand. Anybody that have a donation to make or want to make a reservation, just will over everything to Caribbean radio show.
Thank you.
And that's I said. And then, if all are gone, Caribbean radio show still understand. You understand? So, everything will bank right there, so. You see, like why people in my bank, everything else in Jesus' name. No, come bank it in the Caribbean, really.
Thank you, Mr. Beckford. I think we chat a little bit more about that. Mr. Earl Organs, good evening to you, sir. Welcome to the Caribbean. So, here, listen, we
all
have fun and excitement here, especially now. No, you're calling directly from Jamaica. I mean, what are people preparing in Jamaica for tomorrow, a couple of hours' time?
Preparing for tomorrow?
Yeah, the world is supposed to end tomorrow. Where are you?
Who said that?
Whoa. Like that.
The world is supposed to end tomorrow, 21st, and a whole lot of people are...
Really?
Yes, sir. So
why would they know about that?
So Jamaican people don't know about that.
No, sir, we're busy. Listen, the Geneva created the earth to destroy for them.
Okay. So, well, I mean, I know what happened to them, the people, you know. We have some word in Jamaica we use for them kind of people. I mean, I remember the word still, but...
Friday, them, man.
Friday.
Yeah.
A lunatic, them.
Yeah.
Friday. You hear what Mr. Mightyful 13 say, I'm calling people in my Europe, and him say, why? Friday the 21st come already and them still in existence. So
Australia and China and Japan want to all them places.
I don't know what to talk about. So maybe them get they would have go first and then we go afterwards, or maybe them will wait till they reach America.
Hola. No, man, I remember too, you know. Remember, the European calendar is 8 years ahead of the Ethiopian calendar.
Oh, Lord, here you come bring on them big something there for my little brain, you know, when we never know about. Oh, my God. Yes, Mr. Organ. So how are you doing, man? Bless up yourself. Thank you so much.
I'm doing great. Bless and love. Greetings to one and all, you know. God bless all, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. We love that you being here. Grant us the chance that we can have a good little converse with you. Now, you're in the music business, big time, big number one artist in this business here. Give us an idea when you started out in this business.
When we start out? When we start out, but we mean sing to a tune?
Yeah, man, I sing to a tune or I play to a tune or something.
Yeah, well, we just make some tune and we do a thing and, you know, we are record and, you know, we are sing and travel to one and two places.
You travel you don't travel one and two places. You've been across the world.
We go one and two places, you know what I mean?
All right, Mr. Organs. When did you start really singing? When you knew you wanted to make this a career and, you know, focus on this music?
I want to tell you, you know, one time I sleep, me so love sleep, but sleep in my mother's bed, seeing with her and thing, and it's like, me I hear a tune one time. It was the Wailers. I never noticed there was the Wailers that time. And in the morning, I wake up and I say to myself, say, when I start sing, I want to be brave like them Monday.
Wow.
You know, so and type of tune, the type of music they were singing, it's like only you have to breathe to sing them kind of music there.
Okay. What was the name of the song? You can't remember?
It was Slave Driver.
Okay.
Slave Driver, Table Stern, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when I say, I want to be brave like them, man, they sing them kind of music there.
Wow.
So that's why I want to sing root rock reggae music for life, forever.
Wow. That's powerful there, Mr. Organs. That's really very powerful. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because when you say as a young man you want to sing roots rock reggae music, culture music for life, that's very powerful. Knowing that when we look at a genre of music called dancehall and how the woman them for cock up and skin out and all them thing there and so forth. So them really literally I do that now. I have to commend you for really kind of a hole in your corner, so to speak.
Man, I stick to the roots, man.
Yeah.
Bob Marley sacrificing life, you know, for root track reggae music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marley, the man who spread the music to the world, you know. And he sacrificed great things for that. You see, so we can't disrespect Bob Marley, work with him, do. You understand? We have to hold on for the work of Bob do.
So how come we
have to do that?
So I mean, what part of this news does the average young musician out there coming out of Jamaica don't hear?
Well, this is I don't have no problem with the music. You know, it's just little things that them say.
The
and
lyrics.
Them carrying them leading the children and the youth astray by doing certain things. You know what I mean? That the music in itself is innocent. Music have nothing to do with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just where the man them say the immoral things and all them kind of thing there. You can't teach you with certain things, you know what I mean? And that's why the children might be thrown away.
But then Errol, how far is your responsibility as a musician to the public? So them don't know so that them can and not supposed to listen to music where them tell woman for skin up and broke up and this and all. You mean to tell me them don't have no sense in them head to know so them their lyrics that is not forthcoming, I mean, that's not putting them and advancing them anywhere. Don't they know that?
Well, if we as a people, as a nation, a people, right, decide to organize and centralize and unite the black world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at ourselves and say, what we need is cooperation among ourselves, not competition. Among ourselves, but cooperation. Therefore, we wouldn't do anything like that. Because Jamaica, as a nation, where the whole world listen to we, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The whole world listen to we, you know. Then again, the music is like them believe say, I stop playing root rock reggae music. Them kill reggae music.
Mm-hmm.
And then them start big up dancehall music and
mm-hmm.
believe say, well, make the world believe say dancehall music alone is the music. When
okay.
that is not the music.
Okay.
We have so much genre in Jamaica and them leave out all the genre them and a big up dancehall music alone, which is not, that is not right. Because in America, you have soul, R&B, hip hop, country, all them kind of genre that still go on.
Mm-hmm.
Why we can't have that in Jamaica?
So who is responsible for this? And before you answer that, I want to go on each one of your number one songs. And you don't care how you doubt them, although me not probably. You're big, bad dog.
That's a wild dog, man. Nobody really want them, you know.
them are protect them are the angel in
the community. Yeah.
You have them a angelical food too. Them go the final mix on the song, yeah. Mr. Errol Organ and Miss Yvette said, big up Errol. Big up Errol.
Big up, big up, Miss Yvette. Big up, man. Bless all love, man.
Yeah, Miss Yvette, begin you off there. Let's take a one of the big tunes from Mr. Errol Organ, live out of Trenchtown. Big up yourself. Hey, Jamaica is still intact. The world ain't no reach them yet, so no, just take on the time and enjoy this one, Mr. Organ. Let them go. Big number one, big number one song from Mr. Errol Organs, live out of Jamaica, not only just Jamaica, but out of Trenchtown, Jamaica, where things are happening, and certainly the world ain't ending. Miss Yvette says, she call her people, them in Europe, and them said the world still a stand up same way. But anyway, she have to check back a little later and see what go on, because some changes might happen, so she keeping us posted what's going on in Europe, because maybe it start up in Europe and then it get to this side of the world, so keep us informed. In the meantime, we have the big, big talented Mr. Organs on the line with us live out of Jamaica. First of all, before I get to the big, hard question, Organs, how did you get that name? Because I'm sure I know your legal name there. Yes, Mr. Organ. I think we kind of had you off there. Well, let's not think about your big bad dog there a little bit. So tell me now, how you come up with that name then, Mr. Organ? No.
When I go to school, you know, a man called me the name there just out of the blue, he must call me Organs. Everyone knows, say, my name Anderson, right? And him call me Organs, and me never like it.
Wow.
And me never like it, you know, and then it stuck. So it stuck, me just accept it.
Wow. And which is a whole lot of that in Jamaica. Everybody just give you a name. It's either you get mad and beat up somebody or just accept it.
Yeah,
for the flex
step.
Because they're not stop. And of course,
no, they're not gonna stop.
So there you are. I mean, the name gets stuck and it just becomes a part of you after all. Now before we went for a break, we were really on a serious note here. The culture music, the reggae music, and of course my palms together for you to really uphold, I mean, not only Bob Marley but ancestors that have really created this rhythm and sound in the drum, that you're calling it one of the guys that are one of the artists that are keeping their torch aglow. Who do you think, because you're talking about Jamaica, who do you think is calling that this music and why?
Well, I think it's because they're not creating a new music, which is the main thing. You know, them dancehall music is really Coxon music, you know. So Rich Coxon get, because everybody do back over all the Coxon tune them. And
wow.
So all the music becomes Coxon one.
Yes, yes.
So henceforth Coxon just get rich after the music, where the man him not create no new music.
Oh.
So it's all about creating new music.
Wow.
If it's 40 man sing for one rhythm, and which is Cox music, all them do them does change the drum beat, and them could think about the music remains the same.
The same, yes, yeah. I mean, are you saying that all our talented musicians, them just get pushed aside? What's up with this one rhythm with 50 man panda one rhythm? Is that our creativity has waned, or what is going on with that?
I think it's just the man is just being lazy, not want to create any new music. The mind are really dead. Them, or maybe them just can't create the music.
Okay.
So them just play back music when them know already.
Wow. Hear me now, brother. When you look at it, then our music is really in shambles, because if we don't have any new artists who are able to go into the creative bank and pull out some stuff, then it's the same old, we just repeating the same old stuff. Nobody's there who is stimulated to bring in any other thing into the mix. So eventually, the music will die as it pertains to Jamaica then.
But the music where you just hear, the music they make all the way to Switzerland, the music they make, you know.
Wow.
Some white guys make that music there, you know.
Oh, Lord.
So white guys are create reggae music now. Me just sing the lyrics are my own. But the music, some white guy make the music there. I hear the music song. Why we can't do that at Jamaica?
Wow.
The man can't do it. The man can't do it, you know. We have top of top musician at Jamaica. You know. Them can do it. Them can do it.
Wow.
But show this whole manipulation thing going on, you know what I mean? They must manipulate the thing.
You mentioned a lot about the manipulation thing, and boy, I'm going to have to invite you even right back from now, because this is what we want to try to get to the bottom of this. And I know the most important thing you mentioned before, and you talk about it, and I think everybody talk about it, is us getting together and socializing. But to me, it seems like it's the hardest thing to do. How it comes, here you know, I don't understand. How comes you are sent to Switzerland and all parts of Europe to get rhythm, for common, and Jamaican man where the music born out of, not produce no lyrics and not produce no rhythm?
I wanted to say, and I send me send feet and I went there to did some performance there, and this guy, we toured with him one time, and we did it again, and him say, ah, guys, me have some music, you know, sing pan them for me, you know. And when we sing pan the music, them, it's like, them surprised, because they never know, say, me that make the music sound so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I go there and be there with them, and them give me the music, them sing pan. So and I like if them can do it, we can do it.
Boy.
And we create it, and we start it.
Guys, I think we're really in a serious problem. You know, a lot of us we want to really say this is not going on seriously on a different level. And I have an experience going to Europe the other day and seeing exactly what's going on. But you have a whole heap of winner come through your mic there, man. What I'm saying is that we're going to have to collectively do something about this and stop talking, because I think this is serious. This is really serious thing. But I want to take another your big song here, My Baby Girl.
Yes.
I hope I can chat a little bit more. Hey,
yes.
For them folks out there who them baby gone, Mr. Argan's going to tell you what to do right now.
My baby's gone away. Let's
Yes, my baby's gone. The big, big man we call Mr. Errol Organ. Live out of Trenchtown. As you know, that Trenchtown is the epic of movement and sound. And if you hear some dog barking and some pickney running up and down, we're talking about it is all live from Trenchtown. Big up yourself, Mr. Errol Organ. Miss Yvette is bigging you up in the room. She love your laugh. She love everything about you.
Well,
I want to say big up to the Starcast. I know she's listening somewhere out there. I know she's waiting on the man called Alize. He's going to be coming up in an hour, at the 10 o'clock hour. He's going to be up here as well. In the meantime, we are talking to Mr. Organ, live out of Jamaica, out of Trenchtown, Jamaica as well. Hey, Organs, how are we going to bring the music center, forward and center, centralize this music back to Jamaica? How do you propose we do that?
Well, if the people that play on the radio stop charge this one bag of money for playing music.
So, you're talking about the presenters, them, and the radio station, them?
Yes.
All right, talk about little about that, because but they kind of hear a whiff about what go on there. Maybe you can enlighten us, because me hear some things about that. How is that happening? How is that happening?
Well, I can't tell you, say, it comes to me still, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like, I don't want to talk like me a little against a radio DJ or not like that, but normally, you know, say, at the radio station, pay the artists for the music, pay royalties.
Uh-huh.
Like a demo charge where one was bag of tune, bag of money to play with tune.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
wow.
The government passed some new laws where they for some payola thing. But in Jamaica, like, not really work.
I mean, this is only a few radio stations. What? Maybe we have now about 20 or 30 radio stations are there about?
I think we have about 20 now.
All right. So you have this is a small, powerful group of people then?
Yeah, man. Small group of people control the music. Them tell who for tune to play, who for tune to play. Which are this tune to play, which are the tune to play.
So that means if you're nice and handsome, have a sexy smile, and a nice, beautiful locks on that.
And give them a bag of money.
And money. You don't get your music play.
Yeah, I don't get no music play.
A serious thing you talk, someone.
Yeah, man. Man.
Wow. So when we have great music like this with great lyrics and great inspiration, you mean to tell me, say, if you don't have the money to give the presenter of any one of them 20 radio stations there, and other than you coming to, say, a Caribbean radio show or any of the other station that you don't have to pay for, you can't get that music play?
It will not play.
Oh, my God. this is a joke thing, though. This is a joke thing. So the man then who has the bigger box. So tell me something then. If that is so, then when me hear a tune who say on one of your big stations in Jamaica say number one, them is not an organic number one. You mean to say money put them in a number one?
Yeah, man. Money do everything in Jamaica.
Oh, wow. That kind of disappoint there, bad. So how would you, like young man like you, who probably at one time you could have said, you know, you have a tune and you really, the only way it can go on for you to pay them some money. So what happened when you don't have any money to pay off?
your music now go play. It's a place you have to shoot a couple of times, but then by the time the money where you give them run out, because you have to give them some money to play for a certain time, for a couple of months or 3 months, right?
Uh-huh.
When them time is done, if you don't repay, if you don't continue to pay, your music start playing. Sometimes they will come to you before the time done.
Oh, she said, to make sure it's not finished, so it keep going.
Yes.
Going. Oh, my goodness. So how does a person like you then? Do you kind of look for other avenues to get your... Because I am not understanding what's happening with Jamaica and why it's important for a musician to get his song heard in Jamaica when you have so much internet station and so much other connection. Why is Jamaica so important? It's such a pivotal...
Well, it is important because most people out there really look to Jamaica for the music and for the artists. And if the music not play Jamaica, it's like it not play at all. But at the same time, your music I play a road, but through them not listen a road, them are listen in a Jamaica feet.
Oh.
See? So you have some artists where where them album only sells 7 copies of Jamaica, you know.
Uh-huh.
But because they're paying for popular play.
Okay.
It's called popular play. If the music is not being popularly played in Jamaica, them they regard you as an artist in Jamaica.
As a trend, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So up and coming artist, if you don't have no money, is going to be a struggle for you.
Well, struggle is not a bad thing, you know. Struggle is a step to success.
Uh-huh.
That's what struggle really is. So struggle is not a bad thing.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We were born to struggle. So
wow.
Struggle is a step to success. Struggle is not a bad thing.
So, I mean, how does the... Well, we have 20 folks, I mean, 20 powerful folks who control reggae music. Now, are these folks not really looking and see... Are you saying to me now that money supersedes any kind of morality or any kind of integrity to keep the music together? Anybody who have money can put anything on the plate.
Yes, man.
Oh, my Lord. You make
money makes some young... money makes some young girls that sell them body in Jamaica.
Oh, Lord.
And because the DJ, them I tell them all kind of things. Yeah, music I play to some children.
Wow.
Dirty music, them I play to some children. Here
wow.
In Trenchtown. And nobody now tell them, say, don't play that, because if you even tell them, they not listen. They not care. See? So it's a moral issue. So morally, the music is not being good for the children.
Wow. Hey, boy, we're going to have to chat a little bit more. Mr. Errol Organs, live out of Trenchtown, Jamaica. Hey, we have a moral dilemma here when it comes on to reggae music. Some people think so, some people don't think so. Every artist that I talk about who really deal with culture music, they come with the same kind of conversation. Give us a call. Maybe you can chat to Mr. Organs and say hi to him. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Gotta take another big cue from Mr. Organ. Rebel Reggae.
Yeah. I'm not reggae. I rebel reggae. Long time rebel reggae. What's going on? Long time rebel reggae. Keep moving on. Long time rebel reggae. What's going on? Long time rebel reggae. Keep moving on. Wanna know? Get on the floor now. Move your ass. Read the score now. Clothe the children. Feed the poor now. Hands are clean. Heart is pure. Long time rebel reggae. What's going on? Long time rebel reggae. Keep moving on. Long is what you feel, is what you know now. Then what you reaping is what you sow. Some share the bacon, eat some more now. First come the children, this is for cure.
Long time, rebel reggae, what's going on? Long time, rebel reggae, keep moving on. Long, long time, rebel reggae, what's going on? Long, long time, rebel reggae, keep moving on.
The magical name, live at Trenchtown, Jamaica. Big son is, of course, you know this man. He's a producer, he's a composer, he's a songwriter, and a talented, multi-talented arranger as well out of Trenchtown. Hey, some of the best talented is definitely live out of Trenchtown. Of course, remember on Saturday, we will have live out of Trenchtown, our show live from Trenchtown with I Sense More coming in as the host live out of Trenchtown at 6, starting at 6 o'clock. We change our time a little bit there, bringing him in at 6 o'clock. Make sure you stay for that. Always fun and hearing what's going on in Trenchtown. Now, Mr. Ox, I know that you,
yeah.
I think last year, 2002, you got one of the big, the big award ceremony, big award memorial plaque for excellency in reggae music in Toronto. Tell us a little bit about that.
Toronto is like home out home. You know, I go there a lot. I've been there a lot. And show me the good work, good me sing good music and things like that. Then we get that award, you know, a few years ago.
Okay, see? Great.
Yeah. At the Kenny Hidden Reggae Award.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, I can imagine this really really helped to push your music way forward than trying to get a little play in a dream.
Well, the music I want to let's say I want right now at this moment, I send out some greetings to some listeners in Europe and Switzerland, like my friend Shiva Babylon and Nagano Music, Jimmy Tubbs and them people, them bonafide bridging them when me in Switzerland and thing like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to bless them up and thing. I want to bless up Winnie Chawira, you know. At this time, I'm going to mention a little thing. Some little thing I'm going to do. Because I'm going to Africa next year, you know. And Winnie Chawira, I put on a tour in Zimbabwe and some other places.
Wow.
And I'm going there with her. I made some work with Triple L. You know what I mean? Some other friends or me have and thing like that. So now I leave them out, you know. Cause sometimes you have to love people with love, you know.
I have to try hard to love some of them who don't love you too. Oh, try hard to do that, Tom. So I know that big up Triple L Records, and of course, let me tell you something, our listeners, this is one of the musicians, of course, you hear the kind of music that this young man has been doing. Still Aldo, famous in this music, get all kind of accolades behind his name internationally, and still in Trenchtown, where the rhythm is, where the music is. You know, just because they have a couple of well dollar and a couple of wonderful things, they've not gone up in the hills, can't live in them amongst the people and still. I have to really bless up the musician them who really just live amongst the people them and share the vibration. Because the young kids them will see you and hear your hot rhythm, and you're there to inspire them, you know? So bless up yourself, man. Bless up yourself a whole lot. Want to say
you like Kina Smith and Andrew Bass and Tony Thomas and the man there. You know, Bing, Gimme Bridge and Raf Danny, the man that play for music, you know.
Yeah, Kina Smith. What the honor, Kina Smith. Big love, man. Big love. And I want to say, if you would really like to get this young man in your part of the world, in your town, for booking, call 1-876-899-0931. Again, 1-876-899-931. And, hey, you know, help the music. Help keep the reggae music alive. Give us a call. We have a couple of minutes before we have the end of this hour. Give us a call. I know some of you out there want to say hi to Mr. Organ. Give him a call. Yes, we'll chat a little bit. 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Lots of love coming out through the room for you.
Be a love man.
Yeah, we love that. We love that love. But give us a call if you want to chat and say personally hi to him. 661-467-2407. On the 15 minutes or so, we got to be also joined from Jamaica, Alizair. I sometimes I get it right and sometimes I don't get it. You said Alizade is going to be in the house as well. Another big, big musician. I know, Miss Joy Cash, you are excited and probably buckling up your dancing shoes and kind of straightening up the teeth them to get a good laugh and merry in a couple of, it's about 10 o'clock in a few hours. We get an update from Europe. Europe is still in the house. Europe don't gone under yet. And maybe it won't grow. Let's see. Let's go to the phone line. 901, good evening. It's Dr. L. It's the Knowledge Station, and we're on with Mr. Errol Organs. Good evening to you. Welcome in.
Is he dead?
I know you don't want to talk to me. You want to talk straight to Mr. Organs.
I just want to say to everybody hello, and everybody's still alive, and they will be alive.
I know.
Nothing's going on.
I know there. You're getting some feedback out of Europe, right?
Yeah, I just talked to my mom, and she was pissed because I woke her up. So she was like, "What in the hell is going on?" I'm like, "Mom, the world's ending." And she goes, "Well, you just woke me up. You pissed me off. So everything is okay."
And your mom is in Serbia, right?
Excuse me?
Oh, where is she in Europe?
She's in Slovakia. It's like Eastern Europe, the heart of Europe.
Slovakia. I was in Slovakia.
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
I said I was in Slovakia in July.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I
oh
was.
Oh my God! You didn't even tell. You didn't even tell me. I'm from the capital of Slovakia, Bratislava.
Yes, I was there in July.
Oh nuh-uh. I'm going this May, in the next May, I'm going for like 2 or 3 months, so I'm so excited. I'm like, wow.
Oh, wow. I love it there.
I mean, I like living here in Florida, but, you know, where you were born, that's just the biggest thing, so.
I know.
I can't wait. I'm
I know.
Where did you go in Bratislava? You just visited somebody or just passing through?
I took a tour there. I was in Italy and I took a tour. One day we went on. I had a blast. We took the boat. We just had a blast. It's a beautiful, beautiful country. Beautiful country.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Beautiful country, beautiful people.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. So, I mean, Yvonne, I know you want to say hi to Mr. Organs, and he's on the line. Mr. Organs, this is Yvette over on the other side, and she's just excited to say hi to you.
Hi, Yvette.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. I love that smile and laugh.
What?
How are you?
I'm great.
How are you? Are you still alive?
I'm doing great. Yeah, and alive and well.
Hey,
that's just all the time when I ask him, how are you? I'm being great. Like, that's a good thing to hear. I know. Okay, listen, Eve. I passed. I missed that. Whoever was pronouncing that thing. How much is still missing into that that Jamaican thing? I forgot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, our palace thing. Thank you so much, Yvette, because I know you said.
Yeah, the palace.
All of that set up with me. Well, we got in. Tomorrow we'll know if we got any prize money at all. We did get to be among the three who are going to be judged. So tomorrow we'll know if we won any of the money for Palace. So keep our fingers.
Okay, up. And So the donation line is like closed, or people
no,
still can donate?
No, the donation line is never closed. I'll drop it
palace1.org
right there. palace1.org.
Yeah, I know. I send it out all that www palace. Yeah, I just asking because sometimes the donation line closed. So
yes.
I'm just asking if it's still open. So
yes,
that's good
okay.
Because I got some people from Europe. Yeah, I got some people from Europe who asked me, like, if it's closed. I'm like, well, I don't know. I have to ask. So,
wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, Yvette, always thank you for the support you give us here at Caribbean Radio Show. We just love you. You just know you're my girl.
You know I love you, girl.
Thank you, sweetness. Thank you.
And you know what? Listen. I have to tell you this, right? It's going to be on air, but I have to tell you. I want to drink or have whatever you on with this laugh. You laughing all night. It just makes me crack up. Exactly.
Hey, Mr.
I wish I have whatever you have. I'm
I was just chatting with my daughter too. I'm like, girl, I'm on this radio show, and she's just laughing and laughing. And she goes, ask her what she's on. I need some.
All right, hey, we're gonna hook you up, my darling. We're gonna hook you up.
Yeah, go to my Facebook page. You're gonna see me and my daughter today. We spend the night. We spend all day together. We went to hairdresser and blah blah blah. So you can see the pictures from there. So
I will.
You can tell we need whatever you want.
Okay. We'll do it. Thank you so much. One lady that is definitely always out there supporting great music, great artists like Mr. Organs here. Looking out, always pushing the music, always. Whenever time you get to our page, if you're not on your page, you're not really, really, really singing culture music, because she's always pushing the great music. Thanks so much for folks like you, Yvette, who just realized that the music, you know, there is something in the music, and it's artists
music
like
is the life.
Yes, ma'am. We are going to be taking one other song from Mr. Orn and chat with him a little bit. Coming up is Alizade, live out to Jamaica again. I know a lot of you are waiting to hear from him. Trench Town Experience, Mr. Organ. Just for you, Yvette. Big, big, big love to you.
Trench Town. Trench Town and New Year. I feel jump down there. They don't want us to unite. All they want us to
always. We're going to take this one back from the top. If you don't have a Trench Town Experience, you better go check out Mr. Organ.
Trench Town in New York. I put on the band. They don't want us to unite. All they want us to always watch them fight. Then they take our lives. They don't want us to unite. All they want. Every
Trenchtown experience. We have to jump in our sense. I wonder why.
The people, of course, you know, when they keep us divided and chattering, and they are just distracting us so they can do their thing, I'm a jigger. But, you know, you're supposed to not to fall for that. Hey, and the good news is coming from out of Trenchtown, Mr. Organ says, hey, you better look out for them. Yes, Mr. Organ, tell us, you are going to be doing some little big things. I mean, you have anything in the studio working on? Any European tour? Tell us about it.
Well, the album Let Them Go is going to be ready by March. The producer told me that a couple of weeks ago, man, and talk.
Mm-hmm.
The album already in about March. So, you know, so I'm going to ask God to do some show to help promote the album.
Yes, sir.
In the same year, we have Africa.
Uh-huh.
But almost every day, we go up a triple, because, you know, we write some work up there.
Okay.
We have record, we have live tune them, you know, we have mixed on some tune, all kind of thing. And we have a drum set soon come up there, so we soon start create some more live tune, some live recording, we soon start to that.
Nicely, that's really nice coming out of there, though. One thing I want to talk about a little bit, and I'm going to kind of touch a little bit until Mr. Alizade steps in the house, so we're going to,
yeah.
We keep in the weed room, we have a weed room here, you know, so with fragrance and all of that, so with fragrance.
You want my mess up.
Yeah. Yeah, so we got to hold him off there for a little bit. But I know that a lot of the young youths coming out, and one big opportunity, and maybe it's a drawback, I don't know how you look at it, the advent of the computer, where everybody have them like a pro tool, no one can do them thing. Is this an advantage or a disadvantage to the music?
Well, no, I don't think so. It's just it make a man can make the music, just they make the music quicker and it's less expensive. But a man can play a drum and get less work.
Okay.
That's the only thing. But at the same time, it did not take nothing from creating the music. But what we now do, we just need to create more music and start make over, start recycling music.
I like that, recycling the music. Yes. Yeah, well, but once upon a time, when you talk about Coxon and all them guys there, and so, you know, most of the records, all the records that we come to know and sing over and sing, are done on live music. What about the musician them out there? Is there any incentive for one, take them time and go learn to play 2, 3, 4 instruments and the job now out there for them?
Well, when the music make on computer, but when them go on tour, then it live music will play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a man play on a show, live music will play. one and two times.
But
them
fields
are
still on track there. Track and them stuff there. Some man, some big artists, nothing on track the same way.
Yeah. Depends how much money I get and the way I play stuff like that. But most of the time, still in a live music. Man, I rehearse and do them thing live. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But some man more comfortable singing off a CD, you know, sound system.
Okay. I know you've been in this business for a long, long time, and I have to ask my proverbial question as usual.
Yes.
When you hear your song on the radio for the first time, where were you? Listen
up. So excited.
It is exciting. Because I want you to tell me the truth.
Man, then a glad man to hear me play for the other one.
Yeah, where were you? And exactly tell me what you said when you hear your music complete.
Where was I? I don't even remember what time you did, but I was glad something. My brother never tell me, say, got the tunes on the radio, so you know, say, just, you feel good. You know, it's like,
come on,
it's like you feel like a little boy them time. You feel happy.
Back up there, Hagans, man. You hear your music on the radio for the first time. Hear how you tell me now. Hey, Hagans, the music is on the radio, man. Yeah, man, I feel good, man. I feel good. Hagans, I know that you say, man. Come on, man. Talk to me. What did you say when you hear your music on the radio for the first time?
You just feel excited and you feel good. You feel really, really good. You feel like you're on top of the world.
And what
to
you
be exact.
What you say? You just keep it.
Yeah, I'm a real saint.
You didn't hear me say, may I ask you a question again? Because I look like you never hear me the first time. Me say, when you hear your music for the first time on radio, where were you? And tell me exactly what you say. Me want the expression, the expression. Capture the moment for me. I'll reach out.
Where were we? The cost too bad one for you? Can you hear that?
To you though, what here is this girl boy who just got a vision one night and want to be strong and want to be brave like the Marley's them, you know, and all of a sudden you hear just like how you get up morning after morning and hear the voices over your little radio. I sing, you get up one morning and hear your little voice over the radio them. I mean, that has to be a momentous occasion.
Yeah, man, a big thing, man. A big, humongous thing for you, man. Over there, man, like, the biggest thing, that's the best thing ever happened to you, man.
Wow.
And you sing music, and you want to play up on the radio, and the biggest thing that's here.
Wow.
And, like, the best thing ever happened to you. You feel like you're on top of the world in time. Even right now, it actually feel like me on top of the world. So from the first time it play until even now, I have the same feeling. Not change. You feel good all the time. You feel excited all the time, and you know, you just feel like,
wow.
You just feel good, and you don't want to stop.
Wow. Tell me something. I mean, yet again, this little young man sitting down and listening to his music, making his wish and actually working it until he gets to that point where you are heard internationally all across the world. Now, when you look at Jamaica's music, this little dot somewhere there, this big little dot, and we speak in a different kind of language. We have our own language. We have our own way of life. And when you see, you go into Switzerland, Europe, I know you've gone to Holland, you all over Europe, people who
yes.
are speaking different language, and you hear, even our girl, Yvette, and she being all from way corner of Europe, and she's a priest loving your music. How do you feel?
Well, I feel like music is a thing that is gonna really unite us all, and music, you know, is music. Music not really have no color, not no barrier. So the music is the thing that is gonna unite people, you know, not that well. Music, which is music, that teach people certain things. It really helps, you know. Not music where immorally where deal with people, you know, like a lead people astray. But good music that teach people certain things, and where help unite people. So music on a whole is such a great thing.
Wow.
You know, and I'm happy to be a part of that.
Wow. Hey, we're happy to hear the vibration you putting for us as well, because without you, musician, a lot of times we have troubles and trial. We just listen to one on the music, you know, even though we're far away, we never met each other, but the music brings some kind of solace to us, strengthen a lot of us. I mean, give us that little edge to go over some of the trials and tribulation. And some of us, it make us make some good love, truth. a lot of us get born, you know, and a lot of us get feel good and all of that stuff. So we have a lot, absolutely lot, to be thankful for, from our music.
Me too. Cause I don't listen to my music alone. I listen to other artists' music, and you know, it just helped me do a lot of things.
Wow. When you were growing up, who were some of the musicians that really gave you some inspiration?
Well, apart from Bob Marley, you have Dennis Brown, and I love Gregory Isaacs and Barry Salmon, you know.
Yeah.
I love one or two DJs when them say good things, because it's not all immoral things they really say.
Some of them say
some good things too. As bad as Vibes Cartel is, they still have some good tunes.
Mavada
still have some good tunes. So it's not immoral thing them say. Just them wouldn't. If them learn to say that all the time, you know, it's good.
Wow.
Yvette
says, and I've never heard it said like this, you know, I don't know if it evaded me somewhere. Music has no color and it has no language.
Right.
Wow. So well put. No color or no language. Usually we think about it not having any color, but not having any language. In the instance here, we're talking about Jamaican music in our own language, getting a rhythm and finding a place in Japan.
Exactly.
Finding a place in Germany, Switzerland. I mean, come on. That has to be really, really, I mean, I'm seeing you going to Switzerland or Holland or somewhere there on a stage when you're looking out a sea of people out there, and maybe for an instant you say, boy, I mean,
look at you. Like, I can't believe it, but believe it, the music takes you there. The music takes you to places where you'd have never imagined you'd have gone.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And believe it or not, patois is that language. But even though most of my lyrics, them are really English me singing.
Patois,
me sing mostly English because I want to sing for the world. I just want to sing for my people alone in Jamaica.
Wow. Good luck.
I never sing for the world. So I sing English, even though English is a devil language still. English is not really.
Oh, Mr. Argan. You have some of the devil people ever listen to it.
English language is really good, man.
Yeah. So tell me now about the European tour. Any tour coming up, or what's the tour going? Anything coming up?
Well, like I said, my album Let Them Go is gonna be ready by March. So by about May, June, I'm gonna be in Europe. Cause you know the time get warm, it feel good
to be there. Yes.
And think. And so I hope to go into Africa after that. After I leave Europe, when I come back to Jamaica, spend a couple of months, and then boom, I'm going to Africa.
Would that be your first time going into Africa?
No, my second time.
Wow.
It's going to be my second time.
How is it like?
This time going to be much better than the first time.
Okay.
Second time around, better than the first time.
You're doing that. Now tell me, how is it different to do a performance in Africa as opposed to Europe?
African people, them do it with them dance to reggae music. We never see people dance to music, so yet.
In Africa?
Africa, America. Them, the way them dance to the music, you have to dance, and then they like them. The music becomes such a part of them. Is like I've never seen that before.
Wow!
Never see people dance to music the way all African people dance to music. I love that.
Wow!
The music just take over them whole body.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Music, reggae music. Can be a little different, man.
Wow.
I love reggae music.
And I see in Africa there are a lot of reggae musician coming out to Africa as well, going into Europe. I mean, a whole lot of them coming out there. But I think they still revere the music coming out of Jamaica.
Well, reggae music is spreading, you know, and it's taking over the world. And it's taking over the world in such a way that other people are starting to play it much better than some of them here in Jamaica.
Wow.
You see? So the music are played much better than some of them are played in Jamaica. In a scene. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I love that.
Hey, of course we have to love that, definitely. The only thing that you say leave for do is to make sure that we put some great lyrics to some tracks and
teach the people the right thing. That's what music is for. Music not there to break out the children them are you know, in such a way that some kind of immoral way. Music there to teach people the right thing.
All right.
That people look up to, you know.
I think. But some artists would tell you, say, boy, me not there for really being a role model to anybody. Me here for make money. We probably will get a little chance to talk about it. Let me see if we can get another of your track in here.
Money, bloody blood money, and the blood that's been shed has put a price on your head. Since we done talk, I speak my dead. Hypocrites and parasites just wanna dig out your eyes. Live on such every day. I chew them and no say. your force of fruit. Stop fighting against the youth. And the war that's been fought will soon come to naught. Leave your brave heart. Change your ways and your thoughts.
Hypocrites and parasites
walk around and tell your lies, making trouble every day. I chew them on no say
something
about that tree.
About that train, that's what I'm talking about. I want to say the big sound of the producer, the songwriter, the arranger, the composer, Mr. Errol Organs. Of course, his name says Organs, and he does all of that. He have all of that, many more than a lot of us. Yourself, Mr. Organ, thank you so much for the vibration you bring to us here on the Caribbean Radio Show, live out of Trenchtown. I want to say
thank you very much for being here. And I just want to tell you, sir, that tune away does here, produced by musical ambassador Mr. Trevor Elliott. And a deep praise I blow the hand and China speak to them and bring harmony here.
Wow, Mr. Trevor Elliott, big up yourself. Big time, a big song, listen, a big tune this. Big tune, I love it, I love it, I love it. Really, really love it. Hey, my brother, we definitely have so much more to talk about when it comes on to the organization of our music and where we're going to be taking this music to, because the torch is passed to you, you know, and you have to help for preserve it as well. We can't just sit down and talk and do nothing about it. And check out the radio station. We'll come live out to Nanny Marsh up out there with Ice and Samina. That's tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday, they're there at 6 o'clock to 11, 6 o'clock to about 9 now, right out to Nanny Miles' shop, right there in Trenchtown. We have a live show coming out with iSenseMR right there out of Trenchtown. So make sure you check them out. Yeah. Thank you so much again, my brother.
Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Blessings. That was the big man, Mr. Errol Organs, live out of Trenchtown, where the Trenchtown, the vibration, epicenter of reggae music. We are going to be going, continue right in Jamaica, and we're going to find the man, Mr. Alize. I don't know if I say that nicely, but Miss Joy Cash, I know you like Mr. Alize, and I think he's going to be on the line now. Good evening and welcome in. This is Dr. Ava live on the Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Welcome in, Elizabeth. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. You don't know what I'm saying, so giving thanks because, you know, God is God and life is the greatest, and it's a pleasure to be on the program, you know?
Bless up yourself, but me, Miss Alize, me have a big, big fight down first, you know, because me sit down and wait for you, you know, turn up on time, and me is very cross for that.
So to get cross. It's a festive season. It's all about happiness, sir. No to get vexed or angry.
Hey, you're gone. You're gone. We're going to have to do the little, play a little figure for you, you know.
It's a good vibe still, you know.
Welcome to all of this. Good evening. I mean, we're sitting on a weird thing, you know. I'm really happy you came through, though. Bless up yourself. Miss Joy Cash, anywhere you are, I know you've been sitting with everything and your little soul opening up for Mr. Alize. So here is the hour. I hope you feel good wherever you are. Bless
yeah, man. Oh, good, man.
Welcome. So tell me now, I mean, a big, big voice in the music, and not only in the music, you talking to me kind of make goosebumps just kind of running all over me right now with that voice.
Wow. It's a demi effect, I like it. It's a good look for cheerful, that's it.
Yeah, man, that's true. Now tell me, when and how did you know that, hey, music is where I would like to focus?
Well, music, it was like from a young tender years, you know, like when you're going to graduation and all them things there, and the rest of the, like, you know, you have graduations, everybody rehearsing to go and sing on stage. It's just like an overwhelming feeling, you know, when they have music class, you just want to sing on. Always in choir at school and even at church, we just always find a part in it. You understand, because it was a great passion, and just to go behind a talker phone and you're hearing back your voice, it was like, it's the greatest moment for me, you know. So that love for it was really from a young tender age, and from then I've never lost the zest nor the zeal for music or, you know, the whole stage, because when you give me a stage show, I lose myself automatically. The booth is always my playground, but the stage, I swear, I love a stage show. You know, some artists get butterflies, never. It's like, I get perk up when I see a stage, I say, yo, I'm ready. It could be one person out there, a million, I'm ready.
Wow, I like
from
that.
From a prayer, from a bus of prayer, everything good.
Well, I love you, Fran. I will always remember, Fran. Francis said, from one person to a million. You are really true artist. You're really true artist, my boss. No, as of today, you're reincarnated a real true artist, because that is where if you have one in your audience, they're just as respectful, just as deserving. And I really love what you said, that. That is really an honor to all of us who listen to your music. Bless up yourself. Bless up yourself a whole lot. That's
all. Respect
and thanks. I'm going to play a fiddle for you know. I'm going to probably, reprieve yourself a little bit, you know. Little bit. No worries. No worries.
Right.
I know we don't have much time, and I want to get through quite a bit of your music as much as I am going to be able to. So I want to line this one up for me quickly. Thank you. One out of, I guess maybe out of your album number 5. Line it up before I go into it.
Thank you, Lord, for the girl, right?
Me never forget the fan there, but me only say thank you.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to. All right, let's take a listen and we chat about it. Mr. Al Zaid on the phone with us live out of Jamaica. Big tune. Big.
Oh, Jesus. Lord.
Hear me now. Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, call me, couldn't live without the girl. Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, call me, couldn't live without the girl.
From me, see a girl, me don't look. Not here is she taking, man, a girl crook. From me, drop the first line, next girl, I get hooked.
Tears are gonna fall when time make a joke.
You could have called them women, ladies, a girl. From a female, I and I have them fall. I'm a yard, them conscious central.
From a man to a woman, everything natural.
Official.
Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, call me, couldn't live without the girl. Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, call me, couldn't live without the girl.
When me and tell me for the girl. When me perform for the girl. Anyway, them turn of them, me gone for the girl. Go to Timbuktu or over Senegal. Girl, them love me love girl. Father God alone when me put above girl. Me did a try settle down, but me can't settle down, cause me have so much girl.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, cause me couldn't live without the girl. Thank you, Lord, for the girl. Give me every woman, come and love them. If the world could have meant my life would have ended, cause me couldn't live without the girl.
Well, I love, you follow. Some boy meditation, shallow. Well, I love.
Thanks for now. Thanks for the gallery. No, come on.
Yeah, man. I think you've done for the females, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I think that is a beautiful song, really beautiful song. So,
yeah, man, because you don't know God created woman and then, you don't God created man and then he made woman. You don't know for man's comfort and for everything, you know. But at the end of the day, the time and the energy that he made in take her when you make a woman, believe me, I said thank you.
Then talk to me now as of it. You can't settle down because too much of them out of your place, eh?
Boy, may I try, you know? May I try.
Oh, my goodness. You are so funny.
Nothing beats I try, then I try. What may I try? That's how we can try.
It's hard, but we understand you, my brother. We understand you, my brother. We want to take another big song when we come back and chat, because I will chat you out and we want to hear some of the music. Then Don't Play, I think that's Don't Play, featuring Alizé and Galaxy. I think that one is. We're going to come back in a little bit. Just take it now.
Yo, hello.
Yeah!
Your girl so easy.
We get girl so easy.
Girl is some bird.
That's what we are.
We say we get girl so easy.
Every girl is a star. Sister.
We are girl is somewhere in a cocky. Crazy girl say we are not that we them want we. One way they in a cocky. Crazy girls, see we are nothing, we them want we. Someone have it hard, we get girl easy like wheezy. No, look how easy we get girl. Some man find it hard, you know. Some man have it hard, but we get girl easy. No, look how easy we get girl. Some man find it hard, you know.
All them though. Sit down and chat the girl them. Every day them attack the girl them. How the girl them a wear tongue ring in a mouth. Tell them to blow the girl them. The bad girl them me like them. I could have want make some guy dislike them. Not how the teacher come I like them. Clean and deserve the city like the night them.
Come on have it hard we get girl easy like wheezy. No look how easy we get girl. Some man find it hard we do. Some man have it hard but we get girl easy. No look how easy we get girl. Yes, someone yes, find it hard to do.
Well, listen this. Me a tell you from way back when. We a get girl long before age 10. From Dolly House, there's no need to pretend. We love for the girl, them coulda never end.
Some boy, we love the girl, them boy. We cause girl of some mama man them. Pick up every man, we have girl of them. Yard international, girl is local and abroad.
We a
get have it hard, we get girl easy like wheezy. No, look how easy we get girl.
Yes,
some man find it hard to do. Some man have it hard, but we get girl easy. No, look how easy we get, girl. Some man find it hard for you.
All them though. Sit down and chat the girl them. Every day them attack the girl them. How the girl them a wear tongue ring in a mouth. Tell them to blow the girl them. The bad girl them me like them. I could have want make some guy dislike them. Not how the teacher come I like them. Clean and deserve the city like the night them.
Some man have it hard we get girl easy like wheezy. No, look how easy we get girl. Some man find it hard we do. Some man have it hard but we get girl easy. No, look how easy we get girl. Some man find it hard we do. We are girlies some with it in a khaki. Crazy girls, see we are nothing with them one week. But we do in a khaki. Crazy girls, see we are nothing with them one week.
Yes, the big man coming out of Jamaica Live, Mr. Alizé. No, we have a lot of men that listen to you up there, Miss Alizé. What kind of trick you have that you can get all of them girls there so easy?
I mean, tell me
the secret so we can, you know, kind of put it in our book and make them sing it for.
Why is that? It's not trick, man. Of chemistry is just like, it's a mystic, you know? You don't know, like, ants fall off and drawing like a magic, you know?
Yeah, right.
Sometimes I get them without even an effort.
No effort. They just find you like that. Magnet to steel.
Why, man, I'm telling you, like a magnetic force, man.
Oh, well, we love that. Why you treat them nice and all them things that them can't...
The man of gosh, man, treat them like a queen. You don't know they're a queen. You don't know how I'm going to treat them on that level, because you could never treat a queen not less than the royal treatment she deserves, right?
Yes, I am.
Mama taught you well, man.
Yes, yes, yeah, love that, love that, love that. I want to big up Miss Joy Cash. I know that she was, her heart just thumping here in your voice. So big up, big up, big up for her. Saving grace tonight, you know, that she came on. Miss Joy
Cash. Bless her, in the land, as a matter of fact, you understand?
Yeah, man, yeah, man. Now, I mean, you started. I have a little. I hear a little story about you. I definitely have to make sure I might get into it before we get out of time here. But you have been in this music for a while. Who were your influence when you just started out?
Well, many influence, you know, but some of the major influences like Shabba Ranks, Lieutenant City Papa San, Bounty and Beanie. You understand? And yet still you have some new artists that you still emulate and respect because of the creativity and how they go about their thing. Sometimes it's by the delivery, sometimes it's how they put their lyrics together, sometimes it's of their whole persona that they depict. So you don't know, you still emulate and still idolize every talent, because every talent is special. That's why it stands out. You understand? So it can never be little one or take a one respect, because it's hard to go out there and maintain a name. So you have to give props to where it's properly deserved. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, we're looking. We just had Errol Organs on, and, you know, you weren't privy to some of the conversation we have before, but a lot of people are of the opinion that Jamaica is losing their ground. Reggae music is not centralized, and we seem to be losing a lot of ground. Jamaican artists.
Well, the sad thing, you know, I've been seeing coming a long time. Not to say that we're done with Jamaica, right? Because things, from you have things in the right perspective, everything shall fall back into place.
Okay.
But Jamaica is built upon a thing called hustle and politics.
Okay.
And to how politics supposed to set, it's not there. It's all about who benefits when it's their time or when they're in the seat.
Mm-hmm.
But the people suffer because Jamaica should have been growing years ago. But we realize we're stagnant, the thing is looking dormant, and instead of inflation going down, crime is on a high.
Mm-hmm.
And if people can't afford certain things, they're going to turn to those who they see have it, which is the fortunate. So the unfortunate is going to start plaguing and taking set. But on a level, Jamaica shouldn't be at this state right now, because it grieves me, because remember back in the day, Trinidad was an island that used to borrow from Jamaica. No, Trinidad bought basically everything from Jamaica. Yeah. They must sell Jamaica left, right, and center. Right now, if you check the if you own a piece of land in Jamaica, upon it, you're a land holder. You're not a land owner. Because the tiger for Jamaica is owned even by America. So a lot of people don't even know these things.
And
so
China.
Jamaica has been sold.
China?
Yeah. Jamaica has been sold a long time. So they now build Jamaica to say, let's build. Because Jamaica is a big product, you know.
Yes.
Brand Jamaica is the biggest product throughout the world. Like how you have Brand America. As small as Jamaica is a very big brand competing with a lot of these countries. And a lot of people are shocked to know when they come here. It's just a lick, you can drive out Jamaica in one whole day.
Mm-hmm.
But the warmness of the people, it's not everybody bad. We could never say that. You understand?
Yes.
You have some bad, you have some good. As with life, good and bad, it coexists. You understand? But at the end of the day, when you book a warm Jamaican, you book a real good person, and they're still here, we're still living, and if the warmness draw people to weed, you understand?
Yeah.
When you see and run out, that's off or run out, the whole world say, yes, everybody stuck to their TV, and to know our gun and the internet gone, cyber, and find out what's going on with the country. Is either you are a Jamaican, or you are associated with a Jamaican, or you just love the flavor of Jamaica and Jamaicans. So we should never try and mash up brand Jamaica, and the politicians them need to know how to market and preserve. I'm not bashing or hurting the standard where not even a standard, the proper word is the how they are running the country, but still there's always room for improvement in every aspect. You understand how we want Jamaica to build the right way.
As a man, let me tell you something now. You said that so eloquently. Jamaica is a brand, and the people and who is responsible for this brand is no other than the musician, the artist, like you yourself. To go out there, brand the country, talk about Jamaica, send the music, and then folks come to look at the beach and group forms of these beautiful people that live in Jamaica. Now, don't you understand that there, anybody in the politics would understand that this is a brand, is the basically the only stable brand in Jamaica, and nobody has set up in the politics to centralize reggae music and to take care of it and make sure, like some of the problems that's going on with young artists, you know, their work are being stolen or they don't understand the business, and a lot of their work is pirated and they don't get anything. Isn't the Jamaican government associated with works and culture, understand this and decide to do anything about it?
Well, if I hope and pray for Jamaica, you know, that's the end of the day, you know. And you don't know, Jamaica right now, it's Christmas, we're still celebrating Jamaica 50. And Christmas is a warm time, so we hope say, oh, everything just keep and maintain on the level, and we're still hoping for better, because as long as God still reign, and which you know, say, he has the full power over this earth, we know, say, better shall come to Jamaica. And everybody need to play a part, because the sad thing, you know, is when we get a ball pointing finger, I know that I can make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And so can you. You understand how it takes individuals with a positive outlook on life to make a change. It's not everybody pointing finger, because when you point finger, so what you are doing, what you are, nobody knows enough, because everybody are watching, see. When someone gets up and make the first move, and somebody look and say, you know, so me can do the same. Yes, you set a standard, you set a trend. Everybody come out and play them part. And believe me, you'll have a better Jamaica.
Absolutely. I agree with you, sir.
And I feel, sir, you know what I feel need to be a standard thing for Jamaica? If you even have, like how you have your workers, and you have the managers watching over the worker, you need somebody to watch over the manager, you know. And yet somebody else always there watching over, and not to be curry favor or lenient, you split justice straight down the middle. If you see them mess up, you chastise or penalize, and if you see them robbing and doing all of them things that are not supposed to be done to protocol, you get rid of them. So everybody was going to see them now say, yo, you are not indispensable. As long as you are not playing the role that you're supposed to be playing, you're out.
Yeah,
so you're going to have less hypocrisy, you're going to have less bandoola, you're going to have less racketeering.
Yes, sir. And as you talk about justice, going to hit up your number one music. We blaze this one up on Caribbean Radio Show. And, of course, on Ross Beck Show in particular, there is no week that this music don't play on. My favorite.
It's number two right now in Arizona.
Well, it's number one right here, boy. They may have it number two, but it's number one.
They rape because they believe that they have power.
If you were in a deep sleep, that would wake you up. We've all been raped, including the children.
Not you for woman, not you for picnic. You're mad. You want me rap like God. Yeah.
When the people need justice, the rape of why them walk is part of mad crowd that will go to court. I shout injustice.
Police.
We need to discuss why you pretty kids, them are kind of lost. Some say no, no, them think they're right. Woman and we picnic them, can't walk at night. Me say no, no, that nothing go on.
This is a citizen's watch, don't
no,
yeah.
We not support rape. Not pedophile when they are school, get a masturbate. They want to rape the women and they picnic where you are. Me tell you this straight.
Yeah.
We get just a rape.
Rape is with
hey. Well, yes, I yes, I know, I know. No, I mean yes. Oh, you feel all a woman and a force of sex. Left the woman.
don't see no eye. Not just the pastor, not the priest. You both them dirty life lie. Hey, the people need justice. The rape of boy, them walk it. But a mad crowd that will go for court. I shout injustice. Police will need to discuss. Why you predicate them? What kind of lost is? Some say no. I need to shake up. The rapists, them a look at victims, fed up, shape up. Yeah, them forget the fullness of the law. Me tell you straight, and any man will look school at him. We can't rape. From a guy a rapist, him wake. Same thing for the man will love abuse and bait. Oh, a man for your free, a little baby where you creep. Hey, boy, member say God not sleep. Me say the people need justice. The rape of boy, them walk it. But a mad crowd, I will go for court. I shout injustice. Police will need discuss. Why you pretty kids? Them what kind of lost is? Some say no, no. Them think they're right. Woman and we pick me them can't walk at night. Me say no, no. That nothing was. This is a citizen's watch. Down the end. Hold on, my friend. Them take the raping thing out on a trend. No more than standard now set again. So them touch grandma, now them touch the children. So them touch the woman, now them start touch men. It's like an epidemic. And it has spread. I know the children hiding on the bed. Gnashing of teeth and tears are shed. Hey, we need justice. Too much been said. Justice. The rape of boy, them walk it. But a mad crowd that will go to court. I shout injustice. Police, we need to discuss. Why you pretty kids? Them what kind of lost is. Some say no, no. Them think they're right. Woman, now we pick me them. But a mad crowd that will go for court. I shout injustice. Police, we need to discuss. Why you pretty kids? Them what kind of lost is? Some say no, no. Them think they're right. Woman, now we pick me them. Can't walk at night. Me say no, no. That nothing was. This is a citizen's watch. Down the air.
Black sheep.
Yes, yes, yes. Injustice. That can't go on. That can't go on. Wow, the big man, Miss Alizé, live from Jamaica. Reproductive music. Bless up yourself, all our guests in the room, and of course, our big girl, always here with us, you know, Miss Yvette, Yvette. Mr. 1913, Mr. Fitzroy Francis is here as well, and of course, the big lady, Granny, who is here. I have a big, big show on the platform here, as well as she's going to be here Friday night, 11 to 2 a.m., right here, the ladies with the big trees. Mr. Alizé, let me ask you quickly, because time is quickly running down, and we have the big, big man, Mr. Andrew Val, coming up here at 11 o'clock. But somebody tell me something, and I really want to know the truth, and I want to understand behind this. And I have to invite you back, because we have so much chatting more to do, because you shot me up about 30 minutes, and you know it was that you don't have to make up that with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me, so why you didn't get them to have some little whatever you had some time to do in the correctional place there, and when they give you a certain amount of time. And you tell them, when they're going to let you out early, you tell them, no, you want to do your time. Is that true?
Repeat that, please.
I said, you're not hearing me because you have me on, maybe you're listening to the link. I was saying to you, somebody told me that some time ago you were locked up for something, and they were letting you out early, and you tell them, no, you want to spend your time. Is that true?
Never. Negative. It's not everything you hear, you must believe,
I was only asking.
No, it's not everything you hear, you must believe, something that is rumors,
Well, you know, them folks are still. I just had to make that laugh there. But anyway,
Tell us where we can get your music and if you have anything working on, any tours going, anything like that.
Well, I'll be going to Europe 2013, like the first week in February. And it shall be like the tour looks like 1 month, but every time I go to Europe for 1 month tour, it's enough like 2 or 3 months. So,
wow,
you know, the thing is now with Europe, they prefer to see the artists on their soil. So when they hear that the plane is landing, somebody take a picture with you in one of their airports, that's when other promoters jump on the tour. Because for too long, people have been taking their money, and then for some reason, either visa issue or whatsoever issue, the artists don't turn up. So they're really kind of timid, and you don't know once bitten, twice shy. So
yeah. They
prefer to hear that you're on their side. So we don't say it's going to be a beautiful tour by the grace of God.
Nicely. So what, anything you're working on in the studios?
Repeat that, please.
Anything you're working on in the studio, any new music, any new tracks?
Well, right now, me have finished the music. I've been in the studios recording a lot of songs. I've been approached by some new people. They said they would like to be my management team and they have a structure. So the most important part for an artist is to be in the studio finding the material. So at the end of the day, when I put out the material, they're supposed to know where they're going to market and yet have a say. You know, so I'm just putting my all in the music because music is my first passion. So I'm just doing the best that I can do. And I hope the fans here that are listening. So at the end of the day, you can tune in. And you can check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Twitter. Facebook is Michael Alizade Sterling. Twitter is at Alizade's Music. So right there, you can just follow through and you know the latest what's happening pertaining to the career and me, the individual.
All right. Anybody you want to big up? We have about 3 minutes for you to big up some folks.
Wow. Big up my Virgin Marley. Big up my twin sister, Michelle. Big up my brother, Brian, in England. My sister, Paulette, in England. Big up my brother, Neville, back here, home in Jamaica. Big up my baby mother, Kenesha. Big up my son, Dejan, age 6. Big up my little daughter, Haley, at age 2 months. Big up my nieces, my nephews. Big up my fans. The fan base is very large, especially in Europe. Big up the whole of America because at the end of the day, we have fans all over, you know. You understand? The Caribbean, all those who listen on the World Wide Web, the Caribbean radio station, you know, China Group, the World Nation, as a matter of fact, the globe. So it's a pleasure. Big up to all my fans, as I said, because, you know, the fans are very dear. Big up the media personnel in every genre. You understand? Because without them, it wouldn't be possible. So you have to big up the media who give you the positive and even still who give you the negative, because the negative is only for your betterment in any way you want to look on it. It's for only for you to get stronger. So big up to each and every individual. And thanks for making this program possible. Thanks for inviting me. Much respect. Have a wonderful festive season to all those out there in radio land and to you, my dear.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alizade. Thank you so much. We have so much more big songs that you've been pushing out. And throughout the week, we're going to get some of those on our turntable, so to speak. So big up yourself again, and thank you so much for hanging on with us. And for those of us who still believe the world is going to end, we still have word out to Europe so that Europe's still existing. And we have about 6 more minutes on the eastern side of the world to see if the world going to end tonight. Maybe it's later on in the day. I'm not sure. Is Jamaica still standing out there, Mr. Alizade?
It's standing because you're speaking to me right now. You would hear some twilight song. God is God, man. God is God. And as a matter of fact, we need to end the song and end this program on a positive note. Mm-hmm. I have a song there named Japrotec. Praises Me, and the Japrotec reading Praises Me, I sent it the other day. It's a God song, so at the end of the day, we have to bless the program and leave it on a positive note. To all out there, remember, God is God, God is still living, and put faith and trust in God, and don't follow rumors of what people are saying, because no one knows the time or the hour. God is God, man is man.
God, man. Yes, but Mr. Alizade, and it don't seem like that come upon my thing here. Can we just, let me see. 6 foot man. Is 6 foot man a good one for go out,
huh?
Is 6 foot, we have 6 foot, 6 foot man.
No, that's not the one. It's called Praising Me.
Yeah, but we don't have that up. It don't seem like it did get up on the board, that one. So,
okay.
Mina Alessia, is that a good one?
That's a good one. That's even complimenting Jamaica 50 because it's just reflecting back where the music has been coming from and the vibration of how it evolved from scatter dancehall to reggae. But at the end of the day, it's just a good throwback for the memories, to drag some memories, and for those who haven't been born in that era, to enjoy the quality music.
Oh, okay. All right, let's take one, and thank you so much again, Alize. Thank you so much for bless up all of them folks out to the Jamaica, and I know that you're up.
Definitely, man. I'm going to hear everybody say it individually.
Hey, coming up is Mr. Andrew Valley. He's going to be in a little bit. In the meantime, taking us out of here, Mr. Alize.
All school meets new school. What up with some folks? When it's friends out, another kid represents the house. What I'm talking about, yeah?
Mama. Well, the girl, them a wine up, not the dance, and man a break. Straight lick up and lick a man a pop ya by the case. I squid alone with embrace. Put the cute, sexy girl, them a group to the base. So me say, mean I left ya. Because the vibes are murder, the girl and they are just up in there. Mean I left ya. Because the vibes are murder, the girl and they are just up in there. Well enough, boom, some swing up, I play some big tune for real. So tell me how no feeling. Video man, zoom in for the girl them with them mad sex appeal. Massive how no feeling. For the girl them how them sexy and charming. Me I ballin', I do me whole lamp for me darling. The vibe nice, me nah left ya till the morning. When me go home, you know me, I go put it all in. Ya dance ya but boom. The vice gone up, y'all pick me, wine to the ground, tick tock, bubble up, man, oh man, couple up. Hey,